Where are you going now?
Go UK.
Go UK.
A regular sight on the French coast, even as winter sets in. Refugees and migrants determined to reach Britain. And now a reminder of the dangers they face. News that so many people have died at sea after setting off from Calais. On Wednesday night, the French Interior Minister arrived there to meet local officials and hospital workers.
As far as we know, 33 people capsized off Dunkirk in Calais. As of now, 31 people died and 2 people are currently being treated, but their lives are unfortunately in danger. Among these 31 dead, we know that there were 5 women and 1 little girl. For now, we don't have any more information on the identities of these people.
French Prime Minister Jean Castex tweeted, "The shipwreck in the English Channel is a tragedy. My thoughts are with the many missing and injured victims of criminal smugglers who exploit their distress and misery." While the British Prime Minister called an emergency meeting in London.
This disaster underscores how dangerous it is to cross the Channel in this way. And it also shows how vital it is that we now step up our efforts to break the business model of the gangsters who are sending people to sea in this way. I say to our partners across the Channel, now is the time for us all to step up, to work together, to do everything we can to break these gangs who are literally getting away with murder.
These people did make it to the English coast on Wednesday after being picked up by volunteers from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. They're among the roughly 25,000 people who've crossed from France this year, 3 times last year's figure. Britain still receives far fewer asylum claims than countries such as Germany or France. But the government's currently introducing legislation which would penalise asylum seekers who use so-called illegal routes like crossing the Channel. Rights groups point out legal routes are inaccessible for most. And in reality, given how desperate these people are to reach the UK, more tragedies can't be ruled out. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.